Money Gang. You know the problem with most goals? The reason why most people don't achieve their dreams and goals? It's because they're undefined. A lot of people say, I want to be happy. A lot of people say, I want to be rich. A lot of people say, I want to be popular. But how many of us take the time to actually define exactly what happiness is? Exactly what wealth or rich means to you, to a point that you'd actually be satisfied? How many of us have taken the time to create really smart goals that will help us achieve the dreams we've set out for ourselves? We're going to. That's what today is all about. Setting smart goals to drive your business success.
Give it up for the one and only Charlo Sticky Icky Green.
I'm here for you. Whatever you need, we literally got it. So when it comes to setting goals, I won't say I wrote the book on it, but I did write a book on something else, and goal setting is a chapter inside of that. So to kick off this conversation, I'm going to read an excerpt. You guys can have a free download of this chapter of my book. Did really, really well. First book, super proud of it. And there's a lot in there that I think would help you along on your entrepreneurial journey, especially if you come from a place where I come from, as one of seven kids, single parent household. Seemed like I had no options growing up, or at least that's what the world wanted me to believe. But I broke out of that and I've created a wonderful life, and I'm using my platform to help so many others do the same. So let me read a quick excerpt on goals. You have to be ready and willing. You have to be ready and willing to get dirty and be prepared for delays and drawbacks. Achieving your goals is about showing up day in and day out to put in the work. Then it's about deciding whether or not your goal is smart. Creating SMART goals is a strategy I picked up on in college, and while it sounds like part of a tired freshman orientation speech, it's actually a strong strategy to guide towards assessing your goals. It's relatively true that you can't have everything in life, and sometimes the ideas and the desires that we attribute to ourselves as goals are really more like fantasies. Setting SMART goals allows us to better tell the difference between the two. Tell me that wasn't good. Read the rest of the chapter. It gets super, super deep. Building off of that, what is a SMART goal? Well, the difference between a SMART goal and a regular goal, let me give you a couple of examples. A regular goal, I want to go on vacation. A SMART goal, I want to vacation in the Bahamas. That's a SMART goal. Me going on vacation, just general, vague, so many options left on the table, versus me going to the Bahamas the second week of the summer for 5 days with three of my best friends. That is a SMART goal. What makes this one so much smarter than this goal? Well, when you say I want to go on vacation, what are you actually defining? Are you saying you want to go on vacation this year? Are you saying you want to go on vacation next year? The first part of SMART, which is actually an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, each letter stands for something you need to take into consideration when crafting your goals. Let me just run down each of them. S, specific. M, measurable. A, actionable. R, realistic. And T, timely. Each of those things needs to come into play when you are crafting your goals. Is your goal specific enough? Is it measurable? Measurable meaning, am I going to be able to tell whether or not I've reached the goal? So saying I want to lose a bunch of weight, what is a bunch? That's not measurable enough. Saying you want to lose 10 pounds, that is. That's more specific and it is measurable. You will know by stepping on a scale
whether or not you've reached that goal.
See where we're going with these things?
Actionable is the next part. Can you actually take this action? Can you do something to get yourself closer to this goal? If your goal is just going on vacation and it's just so general, then what do you even know what you need to do to make that a reality? Do you have any guidance set by that goal to get you there? Or are you just like, okay, so vacation could be $1 million, could be down the street. Like, no, you gotta get specific. You gotta make sure it's measurable. Gotta make sure it's actionable. Then we get to R, realistic. Now, y'all know me. I love me some dreaming big. I love living beyond the limits anyone else has ever tried to set on me. But when it comes to setting goals, it's so important that you approach them from a realistic standpoint. Not saying that you can't set goals to go all the way to the moon, but what I am saying is that if your goal is to get to that moon, you need to be willing to strap on a pair of space boots, find yourself a rocket, fund the fuel for that rocket, and be willing to actually risk it all trying to get out there. That's what I'm saying. Are you realistically going to do the work required to reach that goal? If you remember on Monday's video, the start of Dream Week, we talked about what $1 million in sales in 90 minutes would actually mean for you. 52 full-time days of packing orders. Are you willing to do that? If so, then that is totally realistic and put that down. If you are not willing to sacrifice your sanity and the next 2 months to staying in your home office just packing up, then maybe we need to hit the drawing board and say, well, I can't do 52 days, but I can give it a solid week. Maybe my goal is going to be to make $100,000 worth of, like, that is realistic. So specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and then the T, timely. I think this is probably one of the most important parts of the goal, because when you set that time frame on it, when you set an actual moment in time that this is supposed to be accomplished by, you now have a goal, you have a finish, you have that cross line that you can reverse engineer your success from. So if I'm trying to go on vacation, again, I don't know if I'm going on summer vacation. I don't know if I'm going on winter vacation. I don't know if I'm just doing a staycation, because I haven't gotten specific enough. I haven't made my goal smart enough. But if I am talking about going to the Bahamas next summer for 5 days, I do know that I have between now and then to book the tickets. I do know that I can research exactly how much those tickets are going to be, since I decided I was going the second week of June, right? Now I know how many hours I'm gonna need to work. I can take into account all of my bills. I can put a budget on my trip. This is how much money I'm gonna need like, that is the power that smart goals give you when you're crafting your goals. They give you a guideline. They give you a strategy. They give you an approach to accomplishing your goals. It's the power of SMART goals. I know it sounds a little corny, like you've heard it time and time again, and you definitely heard this, but hear it from me. I am not your middle school counselor. I am your friend that wants to see you win. I am your friend that's winning, that wants to see you win. SMART goals, so you can't set a goal without it being SMART. Otherwise, it's just a fantasy. Otherwise, you're just wishing about going to the moon one day. Anytime you put a one day in a goal, it ain't a goal. That's you just making noise. That's you just talking to hear yourself, okay? Keeping it real. This is the masterclass. If you want to take things a step further, go ahead and download the free goal setting chapter to my book in the description. And then, of course you're getting homework. I mean, come on. But we're not going to be crafting our SMART goals today. We're going to be doing that tomorrow. Today, what I would like you to do is let me know, share one of your failures. Understand, like, I fail all the time. I am like fail queen. because I can acknowledge my failures, because I can acknowledge my shortcomings, I have the opportunity to learn from them and to build on them, as opposed to being like, I mess up and then keep on making that same mistake. Like, that's crazy. So I need you to get in that same mode. Go ahead and acknowledge a failure to achieve a goal that you set in the past because it wasn't smart. Now that you know what a SMART goal is, tell me about a time where you set a goal that you wanted to achieve and you couldn't get there because it wasn't smart. Can you do that? Can you share one of those failures? And can you share which part of the SMART goal formula you were missing? That's your homework. I look forward to reading your turned in assignments, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow for more Dream Week.